Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Jim is a referee for youth hockey, and he called in a couple of weeks ago on a Friday, was telling us he was going to be refereeing this tournament. We were joking about how many parents he was going to have to throw out.
And we asked him to call us back and let us know, and he did. And for that, we're grateful.
Jim, how many parents did you end up throwing out of the rink?
Just two.
The fact that there's even one blows my mind. What did they do to get kicked out?
So this was towards the end of the game. And so I don't mind. You can yell, you can scream all you want. But when the kids hear F-bombs and stuff like that, that's when you got to go. Or when they make it personal, like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm on air or not, so I don't want to swear.
Don't swear. Yes, please keep it clean. Yeah.
So it's like, you're fat, you can't skate, or to my partner, you're young, you are terrible, go back to school. And then so that's when they get tossed. And I had two parents get tossed for that. And then during the game, one of the coaches said, can you stop the game for a few minutes? Our kids are focused on the altercation that is going on in the stadium. So there were two parents who, of course, alcohol was involved, got into it, to the point where the police department had to come. Let's say that one of the parents involved was also a referee who was escorted out of an arena by the local police department.
Oh, my gosh.
If I had your job, I'd drink too, first off. Second off, I don't have children. I don't know what it is to watch your kid play, to feel that emotion, or watch your kid get hurt on the field or something like this. I don't know what that feels like. But on what planet, as your parents raising children to be good and kind human beings on this planet, is that kind of behavior all right? It blows my mind. And the fact that you have to get between grown adults and say, no, you can't, and kick them out of their own kid's game. You're a saint.
I've tried to send you guys a couple of videos of instances. I had one where I was in a rink far away from a parent, and I called two kids for throwing punches at each other because it's illegal. So I put them both in the penalty box, and I got a, what the F are you calling, you suck, from the top row of the stands across the whole arena. So I had him leave, and he's like, come make me leave. I said, all right, I'll make you leave, and I spotted. So it got better. So I started running the clock, and, you know, so as we run the clock, the time goes, and his son's team was losing. So he finally left. But as he was leaving, another parent in the front row stood up, and this one is even better than the last. I'm a cop. I will meet you in the lobby after the game, and you will regret it, is what was told. So he got escorted out.
And what do you make a game?
So it varies based on age level. So the youngest age, I have to say, though, Massachusetts is probably the best in the area when it comes to pay for officials. So the youngest age group is $40 a game. Then it goes up $10 each age level. And the highest.
I'm sorry. Stop. So you make $40 for how many hours of work? Ballpark it.
Probably 2 hours, right? An hour?
No, not even.
You gotta get an hour.
So this past weekend, it was about an hour.
All right. So and people are saying you're doing 45. It for the money?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Thing is, you know what's funny is the other thing is obviously being an official, and I'm obviously fluent on social media and stuff like that. The best part is my rink can't get referees, and when we get referees, they're bad referees. I said, you know, and I went online and I said point blank, listen, your organizations get invoiced every month for referees. I said, us referees, we know where to go, where we're going to get paid in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. So if you want good referees, tell your organizations to pay their invoices in a timely manner, and then referees will start coming there. We're not going to go there to not get paid for 3 months because your organization doesn't want to do that.
Well, you're a saint.
You are.
You're a saint. I know a lot of parents can be a lot. That's all I'll say about
especially,
that.
You know, the funniest part is I love doing early morning games because 99% of the time, parents don't have a chance to get sauced up, so they're pretty quiet.
I am so disgusted, and I feel bad about it.
Yes, I will do the 8 a.m. games from now on. Anytime. I'm not doing a 5 p.m. game, though, on a Sunday.
So, right, so then you do tournaments, and you're like, so there's some rinks now that have full bars in their rinks, so these parents have nothing to do between games but spend money at the bar. And then when you get on the ice to their game, they're already obnoxious, even during warm-ups. And you're like, you stand there with your partner, and you're like, all right,
oh boy,
here we go.
Here we go.
Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Bye,
talk to you soon.
Oh, hey, guys, real quick. When you see Danny at your pool party,
He's
a big hockey player. He loves hockey. I used to referee for Danny and his brother all the time.
Get out.
I will definitely ask him about that.
Yeah, in Salty, he used to play in the street hockey league, and I used to referee for him and his brother and a bunch of other guys. So,
how was he as a player?
He's actually really good.
I bet.
That's funny.
He's very good.
Good deal. All right, thanks for sharing that. Talk to you soon, Jim.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.